Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real, but it does play a small part in my ongoing science experiment, titled Audio. What is it? Why can't we see it? And how do we put an end to it? And no, the solution cannot be found in the film A Quiet Place, which is not a documentary, and also, considering its title, John Krasinski sure does manage to sneak a few words in. I will admit, I have not seen A Quiet Place 2 or the upcoming A Quiet Place 3, We've Added Minions. But I've heard good things, ironically enough. Now, if you're ready for some seemingly indestructible audio, then sit back and enjoy the show.
Why is all this stuff at our table? Chunt, Usador, help me move some of these boxes.
Be very careful. These are filled with wonderful magical items, the likes of which shall fill your hearts with fear and delight.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
Can you hand me that one, though? The little one, the blue one.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, Usador, a little blue box. Did you order something?
Oh, yes, Chunt. Get down on one knee. Chunt, will you be my plus one to the Wizard's Choice Awards?
Oh, my goddesses, oh, my goddesses. Oh, I knew this was coming. I mean, I hope this was coming. I mean, Usador and I kind of talked about it, so I guess I wasn't fully surprised, but he didn't say how he'd do it or where. A million times yes.
Oh, wonderful. What a wonderful day this is. Arnie, will you be my plus two to the Wizard's Choice Awards?
Yeah. Huh. Sorry, I'm just distracted. I'm going to have
less special now.
Oh, you're the plus one, though.
Okay, but two is more than one.
Well, it's also a number two.
Well, I guess I'm going through butthole logic, which I tend to do.
True.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm just thinking about how I'm going to have to edit out all of those 1,000 times that Chunt said yes. I think I'll just keep the very last one.
Well, that's just when I say 1,000 times yes.
I know, but
I was counting the whole...
One time yes, two times yes, three times yes.
A million times yes, I can. Leave that all in.
Oh
it's tomorrow.
You guys are still here.
Huh. Usador, have you been moving these boxes all night?
Yes. Cleared the table off. Hundreds of boxes arrived. Chunt was just counting his ass off.
It was hours ago, but I think I was at... If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Over 8 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain, soon to be the location of the Wizard's Choice Awards in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined at...
Arnie, we forgot to tell you, in one of the... Anytime you get more than one box in Foon, one of them will always contain Magical Jack. And we found that motherfucker. He popped out. We grabbed him. Usador made him into a bookmark, so if you ever need a bookmark. But you, at some point, Arnie, you have to meet Magical Jack.
Okay, so wait, you're saying there's a person inside one of these boxes?
Well, every time you get some boxes, there's a Magical Jack in there.
Okay, that sounds gross.
I mean, it seems... I don't know what you're not understanding about
this. Yeah, sorry. Arnie, I thought this would be big, big news, but never mind. No, I guess you're used to magic now. So fuck me. Yeah, let's... whatever the introduction was.
It's very simple. Every time you get some packages, Magical Jack is inside. And if you catch him, you can turn him into whatever you want. I turned him into a bookmark this time.
Arnie, blink if that makes sense.
Oh,
Okay.
I don't think he's getting it. He's just staring blankly into the distance.
Keep waiting.
Oh, there he goes. Hard to keep my eyes this open.
Now, think of it this way. Imagine you got a bunch of boxes, right?
Mm-hmm. Which I don't have to imagine, because when we were gone, a shit ton of these boxes got delivered to the strange familiar.
Right, for the Wizard's Choice Awards. Yes. Right, not for you. But imagine you got a bunch of boxes. They all said, knee camp on them.
Yes.
And then you open them up.
You do realize knee is not my middle name.
Huh?
What?
Arnie camp.
Arnie camp.
Arnie knee camp.
Huh.
Ooh, I have a lot of birthday cards. I need to see Arnie when you have a chance because I just need to update something.
Okay. Also, John, I've been meaning to tell you, I don't have a million birthdays a year.
Well, you told me you do.
Well, I thought I'd get more gifts.
A billion times, fuck you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Usador, come back over here.
Did we miss a week?
Almost. We're going to have to do a fast turnaround on this episode. It's going to be hard for me to edit all that stuff out.
So what were we talking about?
My tongue is dry.
So the Wizard's Choice Awards is coming up. These boxes are full of magical stuff?
Oh, yes. All sorts of spheres and orbs and crystals and geodes.
Huh. Why?
So we can do magic stuff at the Wizard's Choice Awards. What do you think?
Yeah, it's table setting, Arnie. You can't just have a bare table.
There are staves and wands and owls and mice and frogs.
Mealworms. Dessert worms.
Huh. Desecrated bones.
Undesecrated bones.
How do you desecrate those bones exactly?
Well, I mean, there are lots of ways to desecrate a bone. But if you really want to do it right, the best way is to just shit in a grave.
Oh, and one of the boxes contains something for my new bar, Loose Ends. Arnie, as we were talking to Crom, and he mentioned out boob steak tits, which is my favorite thing ever said on this podcast, I was thinking that Loose Ends should have a restaurant connected to it because, you know, I'm a bit of a gourmand. And I thought we could call it Buka de Buttholes.
Okay.
Arnie, how do you like that? Buka de Buttholes.
I kind of do like it. I feel like I would like saying it. But I don't like hearing it.
Can you say it just so I can hear you saying it?
Buka de Buttholes.
Beautiful.
Now, do you like hearing it, John?
It's the most beautiful sound I've ever heard.
Okay.
Buka de Buttholes. You, sir, would you mind screaming it?
Buka de Buttholes.
I am crying from joy. From joy. I should specify from joy.
Now, Arnie, I should remind you of the difference between a gourmand and a gourd. Remember, Chunt is a gourmand. He likes food. A pumpkin is a gourd.
I see.
He won't blink again. He's just staring off.
And Gourd Armand is a gourd named Armand. You know that handsome pumpkin?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is handsome, isn't he?
He is so...
He looks like an Armand. So, Buka de Buttholes, is that going to be a topless bar?
Well, you know what? We'll probably make the breadsticks topless, because people like that. You know, you go somewhere, breadsticks are topless.
No, I'm so sorry. I misunderstood. Is it going to be...
A roof?
A topless bar. Tapas.
So no roof.
Like tapas. Like a tapas bar.
Tapas. Okay. Looking at Usador, he also looks confused. Arnie,
I don't know.
We all know what tapas is, but for the listeners, why don't you explain tapas something? Of course, you sort of, I know what it is.
I know everything about it.
You share plates.
Okay.
Everyone can have their own plate.
So you take turns eating. Okay, so it turns an hour-long meal into like an eight-hour-long meal. Okay. Pretending to write down, actually doodling. Arnie, this is good. This is good. I'll use this. And Arnie, you actually inspired me to open Buka de Buttholes because you talked about an item on Earth that people love. You said it's kind of like deep-fried, chewy buttholes. You said it was called calamari?
Yeah, I was saying calamari is oftentimes actually just pig anuses, but people don't realize it.
Oh, well, I actually kind of like just calling it pig anuses, so we'll change that name.
Can you imagine how awkward that would be? You're on a date, you say, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, here's some calamari.
Yeah.
First of all, that doodle looks just like Armand. Very good.
Yes.
Secondly, is it necessary to have a full menu of nothing but butthole-related items? It seems like you're going for a theme thing here, and I think, you know, if the market has told us anything, it's that, theme restaurants really aren't what they used to be.
Huh. I figured you two would be against my butthole-themed restaurant, which is why I brought some backup.
What?
Let me shift to the side and reveal my restaurant partner.
999, 1,000. Hey, fellas, just doing my push-ups. What's up, Chunt?
Oh.
Me, Momo.
Not much. Hey, Momo, thank you for waiting a whole week for me to step aside. That was really cool of you.
I'm hungry.
Oh. Momo, it's Momo, the mouse with human
strength. It's Momo the mouse.
Hello, Momo. Can I get you some cheese or some other food that mice enjoy?
Please do, Usador. And you know what? Momo doesn't just have human strength anymore.
What?
Momo has strong human strength. You see, Momo's been focusing on her fitness, as you can tell by these muscles.
Bulbous.
Impressive.
I've been in the gym like 6 hours a day.
Wow.
Eating nothing but protein.
That can't be good for you.
Pushing some muscle groups, pulling some other muscle groups, you know.
Also not good.
You've been pushing on your muscles?
Yeah. Like, look.
Okay. And they are moving around. I have to admit, it's pretty impressive.
She's sliding her bicep down to her wrist and then up to her neck?
If you don't know mice anatomy, just say so.
It just looks like you might have some dangerous fluid under your skin.
I think you have a goiter.
Steroids. They're running on steroids. Don't tell anyone. Shh.
Hang on to that goiter while I get you some Gouda.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
He's laughing really hard at his joke.
Know. He just suddenly decided it's funny that you're a mouse.
I get it. I don't know. I'm laughing. I get it.
Do you ever think it's funny that you're a mouse?
Yeah, I mean, what? Like, what is this, right? I'm so much smaller than you guys. It's insane.
It's honestly pretty weird.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
To get it.
Yeah.
It is very funny. It's very funny.
Anyways, Chad, were you talking about our restaurant idea?
Yes, we were talking about Buka de Buttholes. Momo, would you mind saying it aloud?
Buka de Buttholes. And Chunt, unfortunately, I don't have the funds anymore to have fun with you. That money that I was going to give to our restaurant is now spoken for.
What the funds? Momo?
Wait, Chunt, you're charging people to have fun with you?
Yes.
You're a funstitute?
Well, I mean, I think there's better names for it, Arnie.
Okay, well, let's hear one.
Well, it's a little pay to play, I guess, is a better term.
Okay, fuck.
Momo, you know what? Ultimately, that's fine. That's your choice to make. But would you still give some creative input and direction?
Too busy. I have opened Muscles by Momo.
What the fuck?
It's a gym for rodents and reptiles and everything in between.
She put out a little diorama box, and it looks like it's a restaurant as well, and you serve mussels?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, Momo?
That's exactly what you want after a workout, is some mussels cooked in red wine with some heavy bread and butter. Everyone's going to love it. And by the way, it's a diorama to you, but it's a normal-sized building to me.
This is the place.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought those were cardboard cutouts. People are actually inside. Folks, I am so sorry.
You thought that this was sort of like my diorama to sort of show what, like, the blueprints of what it's going to be? Of course this is it. Muscles by Momo.
Yeah, fuck off. I'm having a great time here.
Oh, a little cockroach. Cockroach, what's your name?
My name's Randy the Cockroach.
Huh.
He always leaves the equipment so sweaty.
Look, you know what? You're a real asshole. You know that? Because I've been saying, you know, this place is for everything between mice and reptiles, and they were nice enough to let me scoot here because I'm definitely below a mouse. I don't fall into that spectrum. And it was very nice of them to let me eat here.
Randy, you're insufferable, and I love you.
I love you, Randy. Love you, Momo.
Enjoy those muscles. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Randy's wife is clearly fucking that grub at the other table, right? Right? Am I crazy?
There's a lot going on inside this restaurant slash gym.
Mind your business, Chunt.
Well, Momo, I gotta say...
Oh, he's back.
I gotta say that's a great idea.
Oh, thanks, Usador. And you know what? Arnie?
Yeah?
Chunt, Usador?
Mm-hmm.
In that order.
No.
I'm a little offended.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That worked out better than I thought.
What? See, you were mad for a second, Usador, but I'm the least mad at you, and I don't know why. But here's the issue. I heard through the grapevine, the literal grapevine that sort of connects the entire town, that you guys
bad
are
for
looking...
for your ears.
Mm-hmm. You guys are looking for security for, what is it, the wizard...
The Wizard's
Choice Award?
Yes.
Why not Momo?
I just figured you were too busy. You have so many things going on in your life. You know, if you're traveling about and your business ventures and working out and such. But I would be honored if you would join our retinue of heroes who shall protect those who imbue this world with its magical properties and have this one night to celebrate their grand mystical achievements.
Huh. Why didn't you think of me at first?
Well,
is it because I'm... You think Momo's too small to protect you? You think Momo can't protect all three of you at the same time?
No,
we just thought you were busy. We just figured you had a full schedule of just having anxiety.
Clearly, you made a gym/restaurant, so you were pretty busy. I mean...
Not too busy to protect my friends. No one is stronger than Momo now. Momo had mortal human strength, but now Momo has the strength of a man who just went through a breakup 4 months ago. Momo is crazy strong. Watch this. Yeah!
Oh, she chopped that diorama in half.
Wait, that's not a diorama. Oh, no, that includes
the restaurant.
Randy.
I'm sorry, the restaurant.
You cut Randy in half.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, cockroaches are Arnie in Foon. Cockroaches are surprisingly hard to kill.
Even if you cut them in half?
That might do it, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, give me a test. Test how strong I am. I'll pass any test. And if I pass your test, then I get to secure you at the Wizarding Choice Awards.
Okay. Kill Chunt.
What?
Huh?
That's not a test of strength.
No, but it is a test. Let's see if she does it.
I just want to see what happens.
Yeah.
It's a test of speed, not strength.
Whoa, you closed that gap real fast.
And if I had a knife on me, it would be in your chest.
Wow, ooh, very terrifying.
Oh, well, why don't we, with Momo's permission, of course, why don't we go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll see. Will Chunt survive next time? I guess it's not next time. It's
same time.
After the same time.
Unless somebody starts counting again.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery Show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Look, Momo, I just want you to know that for everything I've heard about the Wizard's Choice Awards, it could be kind of dangerous because there's not just going to be all kinds of wizards, but... Yeah, we need protection because, like, lots of evil stuff might be coming here because they want to steal the wizard stuff.
That's all true. And it's not just the outside forces exacting their vengeance upon us and seeking our mystical artifacts. It's also the dangerous shit that we're going to be doing inside there, too.
Danger is my middle name. Well, no. Technically, my middle name is Nee.
I
need. Mo, can I see the knee, birthday cards?
Mo. What's up?
Mo.
What?
Nemo.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's my name. Mo is obviously my first name. Oh my gosh. Mo is obviously my last name.
You're like the opposite of Little Nemo.
Yes.
You're Mo
but
Nemo.
You think I'm scared of a... No offense, Isidore. You're very strong, very powerful. You think I'm scared of a couple of nerdy wizards with their books?
Well, Momo, there is another test we could give you to see if you're a good fit for this. It's not necessarily a test of strength. It's the same test that I recently gave to... Do you know Om the Rat?
I'm familiar. I get a lot of her mail.
Of course, Om the Rat with human inner strength.
Yeah, I know her.
Come on, Momo, your head dropped. What's wrong?
No, it's fine. I know her. We have the same therapist. My therapist clearly prefers her. It's fine.
How would you
know that?
I hear them laughing and sort of celebrating all the time. I'm sort of a bummer to my therapist. Doesn't matter. Uh-huh.
Do you go to Om's therapy sessions and put your ear up to the door?
Well, I assume your session's just right after Om's, and you're just hearing them while you're in the waiting room.
Yeah. My session's right after Om's, and I'm just hearing them in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Are they any relation to No-No, the mouse with human boundaries?
I know her, too.
Okay.
I keep trying to hang out with her during her work busy season. She's an accountant, and she says, I can't right now, and sort of hurts my feelings. I take it personally.
Yeah. Why haven't we ever had Om or No-No on the show?
Why would you want them on the show?
Well,
why
I know.
Why would you want them on the show, Usador?
Sorry.
Do we think they're available?
Well, I remember asking Om, and the morning that she was supposed to record with us, she showed up with a broken foot, and she was shaking real bad and said, I had something come up. And then ran away crying. And
that's
then I feel
so
like when
crazy.
We talked to No-No, she showed up the morning of and had two broken thumbs and said, No, I can't do it. And then under her breath said, Momo. Don't know what that was about, so.
That's crazy. Yeah, ever since I started taking these steroids, I think some crazy stuff has been happening.
Oh.
But that's cool.
I take a lot of things, and I know that crazy things happen when you take a lot of things. So
yeah.
Have you talked to someone about this? Is there someone?
Do you have a double therapist?
Yeah, do you have an extra therapist?
Yeah, I got a spare.
Good.
A spare piss.
And my therapist is saying things like, Momo, you never used to call wizards nerds.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah.
And they're grimoires, not books.
Well, you're not really helping me, so you can talk like that. Talk like, doesn't matter. I'm trying to be better. But Momo, you know what? Everyone was walking all over Momo before. Momo was sort of the laugh of the party.
Well,
but
you're
now.
You're so very small.
Yeah, I mean, you're just right underfoot.
Chunt, you were like the second smallest being here.
That's
sure,
true.
But I'm probably three times, four times your size.
Hey, what am I, nothing?
Oh, the front half of Randy.
I'm pretty fucking small, you know?
And you're only half as big as you were before.
Oh, he's trying to like put his bottom half back on, and he's just kind of holding it there. I think you got to let it go, buddy.
It's like trying to get on pants that are two sizes too small.
Hey, let go of your bottom half.
His bottom.
You're not in high school anymore, buddy. The days of having a behind are behind you, Randy. Let it go, buddy. And also, P.S., your wife is fucking that grub.
I'm dead.
Too bad. Anyway.
I just saw his eyes open.
he's watching us to make
sure
we're sad or something.
Arnie. You said that I'm very, very small. And this is what I mean, is I think I'm being underestimated at every turn in this friend group. Oh. We are four very close friends.
Sure.
We're a classic four. You introduce me at the beginning of every episode. And I just feel like I haven't been able to prove myself. What?
I'm so sorry, Momo. We've had you on so many times. I guess I didn't realize. You do understand we do other episodes that you're not in.
But I'm also here. But you guys, you don't hear me?
What do you... Wait, Mom, are you saying you're here more than, like, once or twice a year?
Oh, my God. Everything's starting to make sense. Maybe you could play a montage of all the jokes I did that didn't get put into the other episodes.
Okay, let's see here.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, that's a long file, Arnie.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It feels garbled, like it wouldn't actually show up in the final episode. Wait, I think I'm gonna get it to work. All right, let's play it.
Two buttholes. That's crazy. He's the wizard of the 12th realm of the species. He's a master of light and shadow. He's a manipulator of magical delight. Hey, Arnie, I love your pink polo. Don't let these other jerks tell you otherwise.
Do you guys hear that? Did someone's chair squeak?
Wow. Oh, I had no idea that you were here every week. Saying
well, three
really
times.
Surface observations about the three of us.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. That's fine. You're giving me an opportunity to prove myself with my strength, because that's what Momo is good for. She is good because she is strong physically.
Also, Momo, I don't know if you're the smallest one of the group, honestly. When you think about it, I think Chunt is a lot pettier than you are.
Huh. Looking at nails. Swirling wine.
You know what? This might actually help. What if we all did a push-up contest? All four of us, we do many push-ups until we exhaust ourselves.
Okay.
And whoever gets the most push-ups is the person who gets to protect everybody at the Wizard Choice Awards. Sound good?
I'm in. Yeah. Arnie?
Arnie, you look like all of a sudden you're faking a cold.
I don't know why I asked Arnie first. Chunt?
Whoa, both his thumbs and his ankle just broke. Arnie, are you okay? Something's in the water. Yeah, I'm up for it.
Okay. All right, push-up contest. This is the second time this has happened on the show, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we do a sit-up contest?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we all get into our beds on the floor here. I think those are called pallets. And we put the covers on. And now...
Oh, that's comfy.
Oh, rise and chime.
Wait, the three of you fell asleep, and I've been doing sit-ups for 8.5 hours. Wake up.
It's not a wake-up contest?
Those are sit-ups? I call waking up getting up, or sitting up. You know how you're in bed and you sit up, kind of getting
so
up?
I'm so tired.
No, there's so much sweat all around you.
Yeah, and pee.
Oh.
It's okay. It's worth it. Momo's strong!
Momo, I'm inclined to offer you this position as one of the protectors of the Wizard's Choice Awards. We've already hired Crom the Fingarian, who I believe you're familiar with and have met before. And I can't really take the job away from him, specifically. Mm-hmm. But we will need many people. There'll be many different doors and many different portals and... Many opportunities for entry and egress that could allow some sort of, you know, evil Viscount to peer in with his scepter in hand, ready to fire a ruby beam at our brains and control our minds. So there's all sorts of stuff like that could happen.
Oh, that all sounds pretty scary.
Well, but you're very strong.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so strong of a Viscount with a... With a scepter, with a ruby that could control our mind showed up, you would, what?
Yeah,
what would
you can do? You paint a picture of that guy before we go? I just want to keep an eye out for him, I think.
He's probably wearing a very dark purple robe. And he probably has a tall sort of hat with a wide brim.
Is that who you were for Halloween?
Yes, I was the Viscount Blezzer. For Halloween, and I said,
okay,
oh,
yes.
I'm controlling your minds. Yeah, you remember that. Okay.
Got it.
Something about Blezzer you should know is that anytime Blezzer shows up, if you want to check if it's the real Blezzer, you pick him up and you kind of hold him upside down just to show, like, nothing's falling out, right?
That hat won't fall off.
That's the sign of a true Blezzer.
Oh, I can do that. Momo can pick him up.
If he doesn't do that, he has to give you 3 gold and 69 pence back.
Nice. You know, isn't there also the Blezzer that has more money? There's the Richard Blezzer that will never take his sunglasses off.
Do y'all mind if I get my steps in while we continue to talk?
Oh, please. That's good.
Wow, yeah. Pretty deep lunges.
Momo, if you're worried about some of the villains that might be coming around, we had a bunch of hate mail delivered while we were out as well. These are all sort of threats of villains that are maybe coming to the Wizard's Choice Awards.
It's good to know what we're up against. I'd love to hear some. Also, do I hear mice in some of these boxes? No, right? You wouldn't keep mice in these boxes, right?
No.
No one's blinking.
Well, some of the wizards are snakes. I don't know if you know about that. And snakes, of course, eat, .. Momo, ..
Just a circle of life.
What?
You'd be wearing a badge or something, you'd be fine.
Okay.
Have we never talked about all the snake wizards?
Oh, the snizzards?
The snizzards.
Oh, have you ever had a snizzards blizzards?
Are you saying? What are you saying?
Yeah, never mind.
I mean, there'll be all sorts of magical people there other than just wizards. There'll be snizzards and mages and sorcerers and necromancers. You know, it's the biggest night in magic, really, when you think about it.
And I will protect you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm sure there might even be like a demon or maybe even a demigod. You know, you never know who's going to show up. And, you know, the Viscount, or if one of his minions shows up and tries to control our minds, we'll just need you to then... You would, Momo.
Punch their ankles with
punch their ankles.
Fist.
Very good.
Not all good. Nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Demigods sound kind of strong, though.
Huh. Well, yeah, they can. I mean, a demigod could, you know, in the blink of an eye, they could use their magic and brain power to turn you into sort of an origami hat. But Momo, you of course could
punch their ankles with my little fists.
That's pretty good.
Really, really clinging to that one move, huh?
That's all I have right now.
Have you thought about waiting on a table and maybe punching a little higher?
Yeah, maybe I could go onto a table and then go up to the guy and say, can you also stand on the table so I can punch your ankles with my little fists?
Yeah, I guess you're just really comfortable with the ankle punch. It's just...
Yeah, I don't have to make eye contact.
And I'm realizing now that you have workout gloves on that say ankles beware. Do you, besides
These
ankles, can you... okay, neither here nor there.
I mean, they have to be specially made, right?
Yeah,
because it's not something that would just get sold normally, right?
No one else knew to want these before me.
Yeah, I think we need to take a quick break. But while we're speaking about custom-made MomoWare, during the break, let's discuss stilts.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone, and there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat. About a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Momo, do you feel like you have to be protecting us to spend time with us? Or is this just something else going on here? Or maybe, I guess, you just legitimately have a passion for security.
Wait, Arnie, have you been putting your ear up to my therapy sessions?
Well, I didn't want
to
say
Is your session
anything.
Right after Momo's? Do you hear them laughing in there?
I didn't want to say anything, but your therapist's office is in a hollowed-out hole beneath my bed. So when I'm trying to sleep, I often... hear little bits of mouse therapy. You know, I don't know exactly which one of them are you because most of those mice sort of sound the same.
Whoa, hold on.
Artie, that's interesting because sometimes I sneak into your bedroom and set up the podcast equipment so one day I can show you how loud you snore. Perhaps we caught some audio of Momo in therapy?
Oh?
Let's see here.
Sure.
Hey, Janine, how was your week?
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
That's awesome. I know I'm not supposed to ask you too many personal questions, so I'll just jump right in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, doing steroids and sort of spending all day at the gym. I've really been trying to get strong so I can spend more time with the boys. You know how I think that they're... Are you yawning, Janine?
Oh, and I should pause. I should pause real quick. Momo, you're cool with me playing this, right?
Yeah, I guess we all... We should have probably...
You're cool with me playing your accidentally recorded therapy sessions?
Yeah, Chunt is fine, I think.
Even if Momo's okay with it, then there's no way the hippo's going to be okay with it.
Fuck that. Do you know that hippo kills more people per year than anyone else in film?
Oh, all right. But he has standards, though.
Hey, Chunt, I would play some audio of your therapy sessions if you went to therapy, and I can tell that you don't because of your everything.
Oh,
everything
damn.
About you tells me that you do not go to therapy.
How dare you? Of course I go to therapy.
Strip clubs are not therapy, John.
Well, here's the thing. It started off as just kind of fun, but then clearly they liked me so much. The strippers, it was so weird because they'd like touch my shoulder. I'm like, this is embarrassing. They're so into me.
No.
And so I leave them like 100 gold coin tip.
It's true. I got strong over the last little while because I wanted to spend more time with you guys. And I thought I could do that by being your security for the Wizard Choice Award.
Wow. Well, okay. Strip club reminds me that I can't do bottomless breadsticks because I wouldn't get a liquor license.
How many puns are in there?
No puns. No puns. Just state law.
Is it none or is it 100?
You need a cunnilingus license.
And Momo, if you want help, I'll run this by you as well. If you want some help, I could also draw an angry face on Eggy Baby and I don't know. Set them up against a door or something. Prop them up against the table leg.
Yeah, put them up on the table. I really need someone on that table.
It'd make a nice deterrent.
Right. Momo, we haven't talked about compensation at all. I don't think this came up last week with Krom. We sort of forgot, but the payment is 1 year's worth of cheese.
Holy crap. I was going to ask for quality time. But I will take that cheese. And if you remember from a couple years ago, cheese is booze to mice. And that's going to get me drunk for a whole year. Let's go.
That sounds like a good deal.
Fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes.
Because she's a mouse.
I'm a mouse.
Oh, because you're a mouse. And it's honestly so funny.
The four of us laughing is just the best.
Momo, I'm glad we're going to have you here for the Wizard's Choice Awards. You may not be the strongest creature in all of Foon, but you just have so much passion, and you were right beside us when we were off fighting the Dark Lord.
Yeah, I was. Here, let me hug your ankle with my little hand.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you, Momo.
Now, that does remind me, though, you're not going to be on vacation when we have the Wizard's Choice Awards, are you? Because we went to that Dark Lord thing.
I'm on vacation for most of this year.
All right.
Oh. Momo, would you be okay with hanging out while we read some emails?
I'm in. I'm going to sit on this Gouda like it's a beanbag chair and lean back.
All right. So you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. You can also email us through the Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. Here's an email. Dear Arnie, Chunt, and Ghost of Usidor. Oh, this might be a little older.
That's all right. I'm alive now, dear listener. Fear not.
You died?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta listen to the show again.
Right. Don't worry about it.
I think Momo the Mouse with human strength... Oh, this one's about you, Momo. May be underutilized in your fight against evil. With strength proportional to a human's, if Usidor made her large instead of tiny, her strength would surely scale with her. I was curious, so I did some math.
Arnie, he's about to throw up. Arnie, you don't have to read the math.
Just the word math. Look, just made him sick.
I'll try my best. A human is 2,500 to 3,000 times larger than a mouse, according to science.
Whoa.
The average mouse at 0.05 pounds. So let's put the human at 150 pounds. Look, I'm reading this word for word, I swear. If they can bench their body weight, Momo, grown to human size, could lift 375,000 to 450,000 pounds, or vaguely 1.5 to 2 metric tons.
Holy shit.
At the high end, that's 1.5 Statues of Liberty, 2 blue whales, 3 space shuttles, 30 elephants, or 100 giraffes. Usador, weren't you saying that there's one villain that only fights with 100 drafts?
Oh, yeah.
Arnie, what's a Statute of Liberty?
Oh, boy.
Why do you need a shuttle to move empty space around?
Look, guys, we'll watch National Treasure, and I'll explain all this to you later. Maybe we'll do it on the Patreon. Let me finish this email.
I do want to be there for that. I do want an invite back for that, actually. If that ever happens,
no, you'll be on
vacation,
Mama. No. You'll be on vacation.
I do. I will come back for that.
We'll have Randy, the half a cockroach. No offense, Randy. His eyes just opened. Everybody see that?
Nah, I'm dead.
He's still
alive.
He drew
like one eye open, sort of like, wah.
I dare say the Dark Lord himself would have trouble fighting that. Please consider giving Momo some greater responsibilities. Good luck on your adventures. Legati. That's their name. Wow.
I never considered that.
Yeah, I just thought stilts, just to make you taller.
Yeah. Could you use magic to make Momo human-sized?
I mean, I suppose I could. It's a matter of, does Momo want to be human-sized? I assume Momo wants to be Momo.
Momo would love to try it out. Maybe just for a couple episodes.
Okay, well, do you want to do it now, or do you want to say
I
that?
I want to do it right fucking
right
now.
Right now, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, she's pumped. Wow. Ooh.
Okay.
Look at all the veins in her neck. Oh, she's juiced.
All right.
She has also so much. I mean, she's covered in fur, but you can tell there's a ton of acne underneath.
Yeah. There's also some new kind of weirder fur ever since the steroids have started.
Yeah. But Momo is ready to take up some real space unapologetically. Hit it, Usador.
Iroth, Charla, Kansila, Thila, Tain, Kathian, Tiar, Arturo.
Yeah!
Oh, shit!
Oh, God! Oh!
Oh, it's all right.
Yes.
Here, try to sit in the chair. Put your haunches in the chair.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can just, if you just want to sit on the table still, that's fine.
Oh, wait.
Well, the table's unbalanced. You have to get off the table. I think you have to get off the table.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm making eye contact with Arnie for the first time ever. Arnie, I've never seen your eyes before.
Yeah, I've never seen your eyes before. They're very nice.
You too. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I want to do something I've always... Okay, hold on. I'm going to go over to the bar.
Ooh, what's your name, lady? My name's Magic Jack.
Hey, Magic Jack, I'll take all the cheese in this building and make it sharp.
Oh, I don't think so, sweetie. For that, you'd have to punch me in the ankle.
Bam!
My bones are powder!
Oh, my gosh. That guy just exploded into nothingness except for his own voice.
It's Magic Jack. He's fine.
Okay.
Can you believe? Usador, please get to stay like this for 3 episodes. Or 2. Or 3.
Now, Usador, remember, that could be years.
Yeah, Momo, do you mean episodes you're in or just episodes?
Episodes I'm in.
Well, I guess I should further clarify. Episodes we could hear you in?
Episodes where I'm mic'd and you can hear me. But good luck ignoring Momo now.
You stay this way as long as you like. We promise not to ignore you, whether you're human size or mouse size. And we apologize for any slight we may have afforded thee in the past. And now I extend to you this contract to be one of the guards at the Wizard's Choice Awards.
I am human size now, and I have a lot of things I want to punch or explode.
Okay.
Oh. So Y'all, I cannot wait to hear about how it goes. Okay. Y'all have the most fun time.
Oh, come on, Momo, come on. First you back out of Book of the Buttholes and now this?
Chunt, you love me.
Whoa, stop spinning me on your finger. Whoa.
Y'all, this is awesome. And you know what? Wait, Arnie, Usador, what are some like really cool human-sized things I should do?
I would get pants.
Cool.
But here's the thing. You should get, like, purple pants that sort of, like, expand. Like, if you, like, Hulk out or whatever, that'll still just be there regardless.
Okay, cool. Get magic pants. If you think of anything else, you let Momo know. Tell me through the grapevine. And you know what? If you guys ever need someone crazy strong to be, like, a bodyguard for something, I will be there for you.
Okay, great. Right, yeah. Well,
but not this time.
Okay. Well, Momo, before you go, can you at least try not to kill too many people with your incredible, almost unimaginable strength. Oh, great. See, the thing I'm worried the most about is our... The thing I'm most worried about is...
I'm on it. I killed it. Oh. I'm on a horse. I killed it.
Oh, that's too bad.
I worry that our listener, Legati, who suggested all this, just the guilt of what they've wrought, it's going to be tough for them.
Yeah. But I do like... Arnie, I do like, you know, the people who email in affecting the show a little more, because it's interesting. Actually, if you have any items that I should serve at Buka the Butthole, email them to me at chunt6t@gmail.com, and they might...
And you'll never see a dime.
Well, of course. I mean, that I thought that was a given. Oh, Usador, we forgot. Arnie, we forgot.
What?
We should have made Janine human size as well. Now Momo doesn't have a therapist.
I exploded another horse.
Oh.
Actually, she seems pretty good. She seems pretty stable.
Yeah. She seems happier than she's ever been.
She probably needs to go to a bigger therapist.
So let me get this right. I said we should probably make Janine human-sized, and you said she needs a bigger therapist.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Janine wants to be made large. I can't just go around making everyone large just because now Momo's large. Because then, ultimately, I'd make everyone that was previously Momo's size large, and then I'd have to make us larger to compensate for that.
Yeah, just go talk about it with your stripper.
Well, weird day, fellas. Love you. See ya.
Love you. Bye.
I feel like that's how we should end all episodes.
Yeah.
It's weird, nice, right?
Weird day, fellas. Welp, see ya.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Arnie, love you, bye. Junt, love you, bye.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'll fuck off.
Well, that came together nicely. Sorry, I don't mean the podcast. I mean the salad I've been putting together. I just found some shaved Parmesan in the back of the Institute fridge. And let's just say, if this bowl of roughage were Aronofsky's Black Swan, I think I've found my Natalie Portman. Now for some details around the background noise you become emotionally invested in. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Momo the Mouse was played by Aaron Keefe. Check out Aaron's podcasts, Hey Riddle Riddle and Sitcom D&D. Hello from the Magic Tavern is a codependent production. Wait, that's wrong. What is this? Alice Isn't Dead? No, it's an independent production. Made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Dusty Rock, say hi to your housemate, Frictionless Roll, Ariel, Jenny Locke, Adam Christensen, Trogdor the Cat, Jellicles Ken and Jellicles Do, Andy Frazzi, M. Daniels, Christopher Hogan Dorn, the name Hodor uses when he registers at hotels in secret, Rocket, Adam Lowe, Dominic Zinsley, Kathleen Taylor, and Ian Morrison. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.